item number one from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to allocate the anticipated 2013 Community Development Block Grant funding.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Gold.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. First off, I'd like to thank you for holding this special meeting. By having this special meeting will allow us to submit our annual plan to HUD, and I just spoke with them yesterday. They were extremely excited about this, and they can't remember the last time we've submitted our plan on time, so thank you for working with us to make this happen. I'd also like to thank the leadership of Jim Matthey and the Housing Division for adhering to our internal timeline to make sure that we can get this plan submitted on time. I just want to alert you to one thing, and Mr. Matthey will give you an overview of the report. On page 2 of the resolution, there's a minor error there on where it says Wisconsin Community Services job training, public service, $23,290. When you go over all the way to the total, we're off by $1. So that should be a changed. And then at the end where it says at large total, it should be $695,263 instead of $262.
Can you give us line numbers for that, please?
So that would be line 50. So this is...
If there's no objection from the committee, we're going to treat this as a friendly amendment and get the resolution corrected right now. Line 50, which column are we in?
So, hold on one second. So, first off, so that would be where it says Wisconsin Community Services job training. In the public service category, it says $23,290. And then in the total amount, it's off by $1. That also should reflect $23,290. And then at the very bottom where it says at large, at the far right corner, it should be $695,263 versus $262.
All right, so column 1 and column 2 don't match. Right. On Wisconsin Community Services job training.
Correct.
That should be $23,290, and column 3 should be $23,290, correct?
Yes.
And then the bottom line should be $695,263?
Correct.
All right. With no objection, we are changing that resolution so that if we do have a motion on it, it will reflect the new figures. All right, go on.
With
please.
That said, Mr. Matthew will give an overview of the report.
Okay. Sure. Mr. Matthew.
Good morning, Supervisors. Again, thank you very much for your special session today. We very much appreciate that. So I can walk you through some of the projects and as far as the scoring panel that we did. If you look at the table of the projects that were funded, again, we tried to adhere to our scoring panel. You also received a handout with the breakdown of what those scores looked like for projects that we are recommending today as well as ones that we are not. If you look at the public service projects, starting with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council, I did want to point out that was one organization that was not scored competitively. We must fund fair housing activities through CDBG. They received funding through Milwaukee County as far back as I can remember. They did ask for $75,000, which is a lot more than we've given them in the past, so we decided to settle on $35,000 for them. The other three public service projects, Legal Aid Society did apply for $21,000. They were the highest scored applicant, so they received their full funding, as well as the driver's license program from Wisconsin Community Services. And then Wisconsin Community Services job training program applied for $40,000. We're recommending them at $23,290, which was kind of the last pot of money in public service to get us to our 15% cap. If you look at the non-public service totals, as far as the scoring goes, the emergency home repair program that the county has operated for a very long time was a very high scoring application. Gene Wolfgang, who's the head of that program, I believe asked for $128,000 after seeing that the home repair and architectural barrier removal finished at the top. We thought to knock that back down to 60 to give other nonprofit agencies more opportunities for funding. So she kind of voluntarily put that amount back to 60,000 to give other agencies the opportunity to receive funding. WIBIC, you'll see at 60,000, which was their full ask. The Marion Center at 100,000, which was their full ask. Wisconsin Preservation Fund is a housing development. They asked for $344,000. They're not able to receive that funding because we can only fund the amount of affordable units in that development. They're going to do some affordable units and some market rate. So based on the budget and the HUD rules that we're dealing with now, we're recommending them for $113,000, which covers just their affordable units but not the non-affordable units. You'll see two recommendations for the Hunger Task Force. One of those projects, I believe, was requesting $164,000, and the other one, I believe, $103,000. When we looked at their data and who they serve, their data show they serve about 16% of our jurisdiction. Due to HUD rules, we can fund 16% of that project. Using the well pump as an example, I believe the Hunger Task Force was asking for about 75% of the funding for that project through CDBG. We can only fund 16% to match the jurisdictional requirement that we're dealing with. And the final project for was Rebuilding Together Minor Home Repair. They believe asked for $200,000. We're recommending $95,000, which gets us, again, just to our cap of non-public service at $590,000.
Thank you. Committee member questions? Supervisor Wishon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could you explain just, I guess, the thought process that it seems that we are giving larger amounts to a smaller number of groups rather than, you know, smaller amounts to a whole bunch of different groups. Is there some reason for that, the past practice, or what, you know, our experiences that have decided that we're going to take this route, smaller number of groups, large dollar values?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor, it's really for two different reasons. We're really trying to focus on high-impact projects in Milwaukee County, looking at agencies that can have a fairly large impact versus giving a nonprofit $5,000 or $6,000 as part of a larger budget. If we can have higher impact projects, we think we can kind of get more bang for our buck. But again, that's a policy decision that this board can weigh in on. Also, in the past, due to staffing, we were having to monitor 70 to 80 different projects, which is an awful lot of projects for the staffing that we have. Giving larger awards to fewer agencies allows it a lot more manageable for administration of the program.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Meehl.
I'll thank you, Madam Chair. One question is, are you putting a time, how many times do we give people an opportunity to get grants? Because we normally have one. If you give grants for 3 years in a row, you cannot have one in the fourth year. Is that policy still in effect?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, we haven't discussed that policy about how that's going to be handled. I don't believe it's in our consolidated plan or anything, so that's a discussion that this committee can have if there's a direction.
Make sure we put that back in, because we said people can come in, but if their specific programs on a consistent basis come in the same program, we had a 3-year cap, then you had to skip a year, then you comply again.
Okay.
And that was a standard policy coming here.
Let Supervisor Meehl finish, and then I'll recognize you. Please, Supervisor.
I thought he was done. Madam Chair, also, when you look at these projects, can I get the scoring of all the projects so I can just compare, and how did you come up to that arrival of these projects?
Sure.
Because I do, even though you say the impact of larger projects, even those smaller projects, when you leverage our money with their money, they do have an impact within Milwaukee County.
Sure.
Supervisor Mayor, will that be by tomorrow, would that be something for you, for that request?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Supervisor,
before
actually
tomorrow's board meeting.
Actually, Supervisor, you should have it in front of you.
No, but you have all the projects not in there. I have the ones that you score,
sure.
And when you cut off at one, the lowest one in non-profit was 225, 252, and the one with the public was 332, but there was other projects that was not showing on this.
Sure, Supervisor. What we did, there were a few projects with our panel review that we deemed were not eligible, so I did not include those. There was only, I believe, three of them.
With those on the CD you gave us?
Correct.
Everything was on the CD?
Correct.
All right.
Oh, well, when I have this, but I'd like to have a copy
okay.
of that.
Okay. Certainly.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Bowman.
Yes. Madam Chairman and committee, the policy we had of 3 years only applied to the public service category, not to the other category. The old policy I'm talking about. And it was because in public service, there's such a small amount of money that if we funded the same agencies every year, we'd never be able to fund a new one. That policy did not apply to the non-public service projects.
So, for example, legal aid, which is on
legal
there.
Legal aid was put in public service.
Yeah.
And that policy, under the old policy, we would only fund it 3 years in a row.
Do you know where we are? What year?
I don't know. They didn't take it into consideration in their evaluation.
I have to say, this is the first time I'm hearing this policy. But we have people with much more institutional memory here. So perhaps that's something we can discuss going forward. I hesitate to plug that policy into what we've done to date here. Mr. Matthew, can you make a statement that we are following all of the HUD guidelines? This is we're kind of trying to really make sure we follow HUD guidelines, get in within the deadlines, and so on. So I'd like to hear that from your department.
Sure, Madam Chair, Supervisors. We're confident that all the projects that we're recommending are eligible for HUD funding and meet all their rules and regulations. We have actually a whole new system, even from when we reported to this committee last time, as far as review processes and signing off on national objectives and really looking at this very closely. We're also doing training sessions before any contracts get signed by HUD, so everybody understands the documentation we're going to be looking for. And even though these are eligible, each nonprofit is going to have to give us the necessary documentation or we will not be funding these projects, even though they're eligible on paper.
And you're recommending these projects to this committee?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion to approve the resolution, which includes the recommendations of the committee based on the panel scoring. Are there any other comments or questions on the resolution? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Excused.
Johnson?
Excused.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Colon, and Mr. Matthew did a very good job of guiding us through this. We appreciate it, and I do hope HUD will be pleased with the work you've done.
Thank you very much.
Done as well.